man arrested in connection to threatening phone calls made to Henderson Casino. According to Henderson, Nevada police, a man has been arrested after he allegedly made threats that involved a memorial at a local casino in the wake of the Charlie Kirk assassination. On Friday, September 12, the Southern Nevada Counterterrorism Center received a report of threatening phone calls made regarding a memorial made to honor the conservative activist, commentator, and founder of the organization, Turning Point USA, that was displayed at Sunset Station. In the first call, the individual said that if the memorial wasn't taken down, he would destroy the sign. From there, it escalated. The second call then targeted the company's chief executive officer. "Can you tell your boss to take down that Charlie Kirk image on your sign? If you don't do that, not only are we going to destroy your sign, we're going to, expletive, take out your CEO too," the caller said, according to police documents. The man eventually arrested after being tracked was Thomas James Fedikovich. On his social media, police found him wearing clothing that had anti-Kirk messaging. On Saturday, September 13, police confronted Fedikovich at the coffee shop where the calls were traced. He denied making the calls. Now, he faces a felony count of coercion with physical force or immediate threat of physical force and misdemeanor harassment, according to Fox 5 Vegas. Revisiting what happened to Kirk. In the early afternoon of Wednesday, September 10, Kirk was hosting an event at Utah Valley University in Orem, Utah, in which college students, or really, anyone, could come up to a microphone and ask questions or debate with him. He has hosted gatherings like this countless times, and there are thousands of hours of video on YouTube featuring them. The name of this tour was the American Comeback Tour. The event lasted until the middle of the second question. The first question was about Mormonism. The second question was about violence and the trans community. As he was engaging back and forth with the individual, who has since appeared on the Channel 5 Inches YouTube channel, Kirk was shot in the neck from about 200 yards away. Sadly, the video of this incident flooded social media and was incredibly graphic. The assailant was reportedly on top of a building on campus. The alleged shooter's name is Tyler James Robinson, a 22-year-old from the state. Prosecutors and investigators later revealed that Robinson was living with his partner, a male who is transitioning to female, and text messages in which he discusses the incident. At one point, he asked the partner, who's been named as Lance Twiggs, to look under his, Robinson's, keyboard. There, a message read, "I had the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk and I'm going to take it," the note said, according to court documents. Robinson appeared in court virtually on Tuesday, September 16. His next scheduled court appearance is on September 29, 2025.